listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's episode, I chat with Ross Forbes of the Canadian Ski Patrol at Owl's Head about the group's upcoming Pooh event, which is going on 50 years. All proceeds raised from the event go back to the Canadian Ski Patrol to allow them to purchase equipment or whatever they need to ensure the safety of those enjoying the mountain. Ross, I just wanted to start off by thanking you again for being here with me today and for speaking to me about the 50th anniversary of the Hoot event at Owl's Head. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problems at all. Pleasure.
Before we start speaking a little bit about the Hoot, I was just wondering if we could chat a little bit more about the Canadian Ski Patrol at Owl's Head in terms of its history and how it developed a relationship with the mountain. When we were scheduling our interview together, you mentioned that you had been a longtime member of the Ski Patrol.
Yeah, I'm the old man in the mountain. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but I've been on the patrol for 47 years now. So the history of the Canadian Ski Patrol started in 1940-41 season in Toronto. They were working with the National Ski Patrol out of the U.S., and they wanted to have a Canadian entity. So it started in the Toronto area, and it expanded from there to across Canada. The Canadian Ski Patrol is mostly volunteer members. We do train paid patrollers across the country. So right now we service over 200 ski hills, all very similar to the Owl's Head family orientated type regions. We have over 4,000 members. And each member that starts with the Canadian Ski Patrol in their first year, they receive an extensive first aid course, including anatomy, physiology, CPR, life-saving techniques, bandages, splints, a variety of any first aid training. It's a 70-hour course in the Eastern Townships. After that, every patroller is required to do a refresher course every year. So after they do the first aid, they get to the mountain, and they are taught on how to bring down the many types of injuries we have, but we put into toboggans, and they were taught how to bring down the mountain safely, because there's a variety of types of toboggans, so we've given them different teaching techniques. As for Owl's Head specifically, the Owl's Head Mountain opened in 1965 by Fred and Lillian Corman, and at that point, they engaged with the Canadian Ski Patrol to provide services. So we've been involved, the Canadian Ski Patrol has been involved in Owl's Head Mountain since inception.
Wow.
And we've had a variety. The first year we probably had 10 patrollers. We've gone as high as 65 volunteer patrollers. This year currently we're at approximately 50 volunteer plus 8 paid people who work directly for the mountain but are trained with the Canadian Ski Patrol first aid course.
Wow. And those volunteers that are working with the Canadian Ski Patrol at Owl's Head, are most of them local volunteers from the community?
They're all over. It's been an interesting dynamic that's shifted over years. And for the longest time, it was sort of a Montreal-based patrol who sort of cottaged down at Owl's Head. And now there are more local people that are from the community and have extended. Quite a few of our members are now from the Magog and Sherbrooke area, and as well as maintain the sort of the Montreal connection. So we're kind of an eclectic group of personalities at the end of the day.
I wanted to ask you as well. I know that, of course, the Canadian Ski Patrol, your mission, of course, is to ensure the safety of those that are on the mountain and to be there when they get hurt or when they're injured. But are there other services on part of the Canadian Ski Patrol that you wanted to highlight, or other ways that the group also contributes to the mountain?
Well, we're very concerned. We're very involved with the overall safety and traffic patterns of how people descend and where they stop. So we do work with the hill on signage, even though that is controlled by the ASSQ, which stands for the Association de Stations de Ski de Québec, which is the governing body for all ski hills in Quebec. So we work with them on signage, on rules and regulation, the skier responsibility code developed by the Canadian Ski Council about 25, 30 years ago, which has been implemented across Canada. And those are set rules and regulations for the general skiing public to follow. One of the services we do provide is when school buses show up at different hills, we'll actually go into the school bus and talk to the age group, whichever, if it's a grade school, teenagers from high school or whomever, and talk about the certain rules and regulations of the hill and what's the safety aspect we ask them to try to adhere to, specifically speed. Be careful of the person in front of you and know your surroundings. And obviously if something's hurt, what to do, how to contact, how we can work together to make an unfortunate situation less unfortunate.
Yeah, so really just raising awareness around safety when you're on the mountain. And
exactly. Okay. Exactly. Well, it's a big thing. It's skeet is a relatively a high speed sport with a variety of capabilities. You know, from beginners to advanced expert racing, the guys who like to go off piste and off trail. You got snowboarders, you got skinners, you got telemark, you got alpine skiing, you got recreational skiing, all going down the same set of trails. So you have a variety of people that you deal with in the course of a day.
Yeah, I'm really curious because I'm sure not all mountains had the Canadian Ski Patrol right off the get-go when they opened their doors. So it's very interesting to see how things progressed to the point where it was finally recognized that there needed to be individuals on the mountain to be there to ensure the safety of others.
And you really have to attribute to the ASSQ, which I mentioned before, and the Canadian Ski Council and how they've worked together. As an example, the Quebec government has mandated 5 different first aid organizations to provide first aid services on ski hills. And standard rules, standard training, standard equipment. So, for example, in the Eastern Townships, Bromont is covered by a group called Trauma Experts. They provide ski patrol services. Orford is covered by the Canadian Ski Patrol. Bellevue is covered by the Canadian Ski Patrol. Sutton is covered by the INSQ. So, but it's all the same bucket of rules, if that makes sense. We all do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this Canadian Ski Patrol at Owl's Head is recognized as a very important group within the Pawton community and its surrounding areas, and the people who ski regularly at the mountain. I was wondering if you could speak on the relationship that the Canadian Ski Patrol has with the community. How do you support the community, or how do you collaborate with the community?
Well, specifically during the ski season, if there's an accident that happens that required an ambulance care, we are directly connected to the first responders in Mansfield. And they will assist us because their level of first aid equipment is a little higher quality. Like, imagine we're on the hill, we have a toboggan, and we have cardboard splints, we have bandages, we have backboards, and we have all the proper equipment to get somebody off a hill. That's our area of expertise. So we work very closely with the first responders who sort of have the next level of care before paramedics arrive. We have worked different community events, specifically in Mansfield, different community events during the summer where they, if there's a road race where they need first aid services. So we do provide 4-season events when required or when requested. We have a small team of people available, and we'll go out in our red shirts, our black pants with a cross on the back, be easily identified as first aiders. We work very closely there. At the ski hill, I choose to believe we're an integral part of the community. We work very closely with the ski school, the hill management, and the ski club, which is the racing team. And they work with us, we work with them, and we're all part of it together. Nobody's top dog. The mountain's the top dog because they own the place.
Yeah, it's really a team effort at the mountain to make sure that it's a safe place for everyone to have fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, let's get into the Hoot event a little bit more. Yeah, I'm excited to hear about this because I don't really know what it is either. I just want to know what the Hoot is exactly and how and when all this event got started. I know you wanted to highlight a little bit of the history behind it.
Yeah. So the Canadian Ski Patrol was looking for a fundraiser. You know, everybody sort of does their hot dog sales and whatever. So back in 1973, the Canadian Ski Patrol approached the hill management and said, we'd like to sell hot dogs, maybe have a funny race and a jump. At that point, the people in charge of the patrol said, hey, wouldn't it be funny to call it the Yellow Snow Races? So the first year, that's what the event was called, the Yellow Snow Races. Next year, Sounder Mines got involved, and they said, let's make something a little bit more family-friendly, and they decided that the Owl's Head Hoot was appropriate. It was created by a gentleman by the name of Tony Matthew in 1974. And we've every year since then, we've had some version of the Hoot. Even during COVID, we had small gatherings on the mountain. So we have evolved into, we have costume contests, we have races for the kids, treasure hunts, we do hot dog, beer, knockwork sales on the balcony. The Homeowners Association Owls had generously provided coffee services, where any coffee is sold, the money is returned back to this Canadian Ski Patrol for our fundraising. We sell t-shirts, we have a raffle. It's a full day event. We raise pretty good money. So that money is turned around at the end of the day, and it's used to buy first aid equipment for the patrol. So there's backboards. A toboggan, you don't think much about it, but they're $2,000 a pop.
Wow.
So, it adds up quickly, and there's different styles, off-trail toboggans, there's regular toboggans for main trails. We provide all the bandages, all the splints during the course of the year. Now we have arrangements, financial arrangements for the Hill, obviously. We have arrangements with the paramedics on the piece of equipment called Met.Cookie. It's a vacuum backboard where you literally wrap it around the person, suck the air out of it, and serves as a backboard. We have arrangements with the paramedics and somebody who is in one, that we take theirs out of the ambulance, and they go off with the patient with ours. So again, when you're talking about a collaborative community, this is where we're working very well. You know, on the first aid services within the community, we're working with them, working with the Hill, you know, the Homeowners Association. That's where we play.
What can people expect from this year's HOOT event exactly? Are there any special things that you wanted to highlight for those that are planning on attending?
Yes, actually. So for years, we had an event called the Slush Cup, which was a jump when people would we'd build a slush pit about 5 feet full of water. People would go up and splash. Unfortunately, insurance companies don't appreciate that event anymore. So we have a skimming pond, which we started a few years ago, pre-COVID, which is basically a long, shallow pool where people come over a small thing and they skim along the top of the water for as far as possible. And usually people don't make it to the end and end up knee-deep in water, very cold water on top of it. So that's quite exciting. And the people who stand beside the pond quickly realize there's a lot of spray, so people are getting wet and people gather. And you'd be surprised how many people will show up for the HOOT. One of the things about the HOOT, because it's been going on for 50 years, and there's very few events out there that have that quite type of legacy now, people come and they will start asking in January, when's the HOOT, and they'll make sure they're planning, it's been in their schedule. So it's like a big reunion every year. People come back. And again, as you were mentioning, events, the skimming pond's a big draw, so more people will show up. The hot dog sales, it's a nice day. It's hard to be out on the Owl's Head balcony in the sun and, you know, looking up on the mountain. It's a glorious place to be.
And it just seems like a great event to bring the community together and also to discover, you know, a little bit more about the Canadian Ski Patrol and what you do while also just having fun together.
Oh, absolutely. We do. There's a lot of smiles out there during the day. Everybody has fun and they stick around. And even after the beer sales have stopped on the balcony, everybody goes back into the bar, the Hill, and families gather and they, you know, people are doing barbecues up on the Hill. It's just a good community day where people get together and they get back together. It's kind of a good, fun event in that respect.
You're mentioning how the Owl's Head, the Hoot, it supports, you know, the purchasing of your equipment to be able to allow the Canadian Ski Patrol to do what it needs to do on the mountain. So the Hoot must be a very important event for your group.
Oh, it's our largest fundraiser of the year by far, and within the Eastern Townships zone for the Canadian Ski Patrol, it is the largest fundraiser that is created. The money is shared with some of the Hills aren't in a position to do fundraisers, so it helps there. Again,
okay.
You talk community, it's exactly that. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, if it, since like this Canadian Ski Patrol is kind of divided into to regional zones, like if the money was split between other mountains, but that's really great to hear.
I wouldn't say split, but shared.
Shared. So you do other events in collaboration with the other ski patrols at the other mountains as well?
Well, we'll try to help. You know, they have different events. A perfect example was last weekend. There is a fundraiser. It's called the Alpine Défi. And the ski patrol provided first aid services after hours for the people who skinned up the mountain, skied down. So we were there to like 10 o'clock at night with flashlights on our head, making sure that if something did happen, which nothing did, first aid services were available to them. We just try to help out where we can.
Since it's a fundraiser, I'm assuming that people have to purchase tickets to the Hoot, right?
We sell tickets at the event. It's not like the Hoot itself is free. If you're going skiing, you have to the Hill sells the tickets. If you want to buy food, that's, you know, there's ticket sales for beverages on the balcony, and if there's raffle ticket sales inside. We have a bucket brigade, so when people come into the parking lot, if you have a loonie or toonie sitting in your change bin, then please, if you could share it, that money is appreciated. And again, it's everybody understands it's a fundraiser, but everybody understands it's for a good day too.
Yeah. So basically it's there's no charge for you then, the event really. You don't have to get a ticket to go there, but there are things you can purchase on site in support of the Canadian Ski Patrol.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Ross, about the Canadian Ski Patrol and the Hoot event, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions that you think would be important for people to know about. Perhaps the date and time as to when the event is taking place.
That is a good detail, isn't it? It's March 25th. And first event, usually a caution contest, starts about 10 in the morning. The schedule is not that firm. It might be 10:30. Basically, we'll have an agenda up for everybody to follow, and it goes from, let's say, from 10 to 3:30. We'll be out, people will be out meandering about, and everybody involved. The main event, the pond skimming, will be at 2:30 in the afternoon. And get there early, because that balcony will fill up. The other thing is just every year with volunteerism, Canada, actually everywhere, a little bit down. Every year we do look for volunteer members to join the ski patrol. It's actually skipatrol.ca, and you can actually go in there and you go into the Eastern Township Zone and you can find out about registration. The courses are in September, start in September, and half of it's online now, so it's like 4-weekend commitment. And then after that, you start becoming a member of the Canadian Ski Patrol. And every year we're looking for new blood because, you know, every group loses a couple of each year.
And people can go on the Owl's Head website to find the contact information if ever they're interested?
Yes. The Hill works with us closely. So if you can't find it on this, it's skipatrol.ca. Owl's Head would be glad to share that information with us. They frequently send us names of people saying, hey, this person wants to join this year, when's the training, and we'll work with anybody and everybody who's interested.
Great. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Ross, that you wanted to mention before we sign off.
I think that pretty well covers it for right now, but on behalf of the Canadian Ski Patrol, we appreciate you reaching out and giving us the opportunity to share our information. It really is appreciated.
And it's always a pleasure. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.